I'd like to set the stage by talking a little bit about preterm birth, the overview of the epidemiology, and then to go specifically into discussing three parameters within social epidemiology of preterm birth that looks at race, racism, and discrimination, residential segregation and isolation, and nativity. And then to make some broad strokes around potential mechanisms and future directions. As you've just heard, preterm birth accounts for about 12 to 13% of deliveries among US women. The prevalence has increased since 1981 from 9.5% to a peak of 12.8% in 2006, and provisional estimates from the CDC and NCHS indicates that there is a slight reduction in 2007 and 2008, respectively. The corresponding frequencies of preterm births in Western European countries are far lower, ranging from 5 to 9%, and the secular trend is not so pronounced. So this is a picture that I think we've all seen over the last decade or so, and I just wanted to remind everyone where the Healthy People 2010 estimate of 7.6% is, and we are far ways away from that goal. These are recent provisional trends from the CDC and NCHS, and you can see the disparity, the gap between non-Hispanic African American women and the entire population in black, Hispanic and non-Hispanic white population. In non-Hispanic white population is the blue line. Black women compared to white women in the US, 43% greater risk of delivering between 32 and 36 weeks, 2 to 3 times greater risk of delivering very preterm or less than 32 weeks. Public health significance of preterm birth, well-documented social, medical, and clinical consequences, economic consequences, high perinatal mortality rates, long-term morbidity, which you will hear about from other speakers, and great cost to our healthcare system. This picture, I just wanted to highlight to you that the infant mortality rate, half of it among blacks accounted for by preterm births. Preterm birth, as you know, is a highly heterogeneous, highly complex disorder, multifactorial presentation. It may present with impaired fetal growth, or premature rupture of membrane, or spontaneous labor. So the presentation of preterm delivery itself is heterogeneous, and its risk factors, we all know, are multifactorial. I will focus my presentation on external environmental social determinants of preterm delivery. Analytical studies tell us a lot about individual level risk factors, and an emerging literature in the last decade is telling us a bit more about structural inequalities and higher level, non-individual level risk factors. Selected individual level risk factors include African-American race, Puerto Rican ethnicity, low socioeconomic status measured variably across time, uninsured Medicaid status, another index of socioeconomic status, a low and advanced maternal age are but a few. There are behavioral factors associated with preterm birth that it would include smoking and now increasingly more evidence around maternal nutrition, overnutrition and undernutrition in pregnancy. Structural inequality covariates identified as risk factors include a cluster of variables that describe residential segregation, and I'll spend some time talking about that. Metropolitan isolation, another measure or index of isolation and residential segregation. Racism and discrimination has increasingly and consistently been identified as risk factors, measured using a variety of different tools. Neighborhood violent crime, neighborhood characteristics, including poverty rates. Let's talk a little bit about the perception of racial discrimination. In 2007, the Pew Research Center completed a poll, and 81% of US blacks reported frequent, in quotes, experiences of discrimination in at least one of the following categories. applying for a job, eating in a restaurant, renting or buying a house, or applying for university and colleges. The perception of discrimination or racism in this country among blacks is highly prevalent. So what do we know about perceived racism, discrimination, and its relationship with preterm birth? Well, since early 2000s, Collins and his colleagues have been documenting associations of perceived racism in lifetime or during pregnancy, and its association with preterm birth. In 2000, they completed a small study in Chicago and identified a nearly 3.2-fold increased risk of very low birth weight among African American mothers. Study was repeated in 2004, and again, lifetime exposure, self-report using instruments with very good psychometric properties for measuring discrimination, perceived discrimination, found a 2.6-fold increased risk of preterm delivery. These findings have since been corroborated by most, but not all, studies, and I'll just briefly go through a few. Dominguez et al., in a recent study in 2008, found that perceived racism across the life course, so measured lifetime and pregnancy and childhood perceived racism, predicted infant birth weight among blacks, but not whites. Large studies, not specifically designed to measure preterm birth have documented associations with lifetime perceived racism. One study, an exception, is the Black Women's Health Study by Lynn Rosenberg et al., where they failed to find an association with preterm birth and racism. But the Cardia study, another multi-site study, multi-ethnic study, showed that perceived lifetime racial discrimination in one or two experiences associated with a twofold risk, three or more experiences a threefold or greater risk, so beginning to show a tendency of a dose response. Nancy Dole and her colleagues in a cohort study in North Carolina reported lifetime racial discrimination on a very well validated, reliable scale, and found that overall racial discrimination contributed to a 60% increase in risk of preterm birth. Among African Americans, that risk was 1.8. And recently, Dawn Misra, in a small study done in Baltimore City, very small study, but a very high-risk population, found evidence of a three-way interaction of racism, depressive symptoms, and stress. And I think you'll hear a little bit more about these other psychiatric covariates and their relationship with preterm delivery from Dr. Holtzman. Okay, so turning to residential segregation. In 2001, David Williams and colleagues, no relation, reported segregation as a fundamental cause of health disparities. And I think this really opened the door for lots of public health people, particularly those of us in epidemiology who were studying preterm birth, to think more broadly, more contextually about the importance of neighborhood level structural inequalities as determinants of preterm birth. Basically, racial segregation, residential segregation, is the degree to which two or more social groups live apart from one another within urban areas. And it really is a marker of structural inequality. And social scientists have been writing about this for quite some time. High segregation across multiple dimensions, and these dimensions include isolation, evenness, and clustering of different characteristics, could be race, income, migration status, immigrant status, contribute to what can be segregation or hyper-segregation. And a variety of measures have been used and are being used creatively in studies now. And I'll just talk briefly about two of them. Kramer and colleagues in 2008, looking at vital records data, constructed a measure of segregation, looking at isolation and dissimilarity of populations across metropolitan areas, census tracts. And I determined that very preterm delivery was associated with isolation as measured using these metrics among black women, but no such effect of isolation was identified among white women. Ospuck et al., using vital records data for nearly 2 million births, 237 metropolitan standard units, defined highly segregated populations on the basis of isolation, evenness, and identified that there was increased odds ratios or increased risks among black women with increasing levels of segregation. And the odds of preterm birth were more pronounced for older women than they were for younger black women. And the disparity between white and black births with regard to frequency of preterm births increased. And I'll show you some graphics here. An important thing is the prevalence of this risk factor. And in this analysis of 2 million births, over 40% of African-American women of childbearing age lived in what would be regarded as hyper-segregated residential areas. This is a pretty remarkable picture, and I'll try to orient you. This is the predicted probability on the y-axis of preterm birth. This is maternal age, and you can see the risk of preterm birth increases with maternal age. The solid line are hypersegregated risk of probability plotted, smooth plot, and these are the non-segregated. And you can see that as age increases, there's more separation, so that the risk of preterm birth more pronounced among older women. This is from Carol Hoag and her colleagues, and looking again at African American women as the crosses, you can see that as racial segregation, isolation index increases, the risk of very preterm births increase. These are white women where there is no such linear relationship with isolation, quite pronounced one for African Americans. Just finally, nativity. We've known for quite some time that the black population in the US is quite heterogeneous, and we know that birth outcomes vary. This is a 1997 paper from David and Collins, and this is a one of the most beautiful graphs that I've seen, but also most heartbreaking. This study was motivated by, in the late 80s, reading papers that said the disparity between blacks and whites is something that cannot be addressed, that it's something innate to African Americans having preterm births and having small babies. And David and Collins challenged that by doing a study that looked at the distribution of birth weight for African-born blacks, which is this line that is very closely married to US-born whites and the US-born blacks. And their argument is that you cannot use genetics as the argument for this difference. This is a recent paper from Howard and colleagues. It's vital records data from New York City. And these are the African Americans as US-born blacks as the referent group. And this reflects the heterogeneity that you would see in preterm birth risks according to nativity or ancestry, maternal ancestry. African American blacks, very high compared to the other groups of blacks, such as South and Central American blacks, African blacks, which confirms the David graph I just showed you. European blacks, Cuban blacks are the closest to African American rates, and here, down here, US-born non-Hispanic white Americans. A minute left. Just a gesture towards my next speakers. We have to think about acute and chronic stress. We have to think about individual and neighborhood level stress. The influences that these stressors have on neuroendocrine, immune, and other biological and biopsychosocial interactions are critically important. It means we have to be smarter. We have to basically design studies that are more integrative and more true to what is happening in the biology and sociology of preterm births. Don't have time to go through this, but this is a model that I hope that we can talk about in the discussion section. It's a way of linking the neighborhood level characteristics down to the individual and then to the outcome. And closing remarks, social disadvantage is a potent risk factor for preterm births, and I hope I've been able to persuade you of that, but I think many of you are here because you know that, and that we really have to make understanding how and why social disadvantaged circumstances contribute to preterm birth has to be the topmost of the scientific agenda moving forward. Medical intervention alone cannot lessen this burden or attenuate the disparity. Thank you.